good, people? You already know what it is. The sun is shining bright because it's another episode of King's Landing dropping on your heads. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Jarrett. Go ahead, follow me at @_theKing_. And follow my brother, Brian, KingKF57 on Twitter and Instagram. And go ahead, follow the good people at Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and IG at the Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/barberschairnetwork and visit the bcnet.com. You know, we had a couple guests on the show now. Shout out to E-Rob, Eric Robinson. Shout out to Scott Karasik. You know, had a couple, you know, deep dives into some offensive players, defensive players in the draft coming up in 2 weeks. You know, got an idea from our one and only Brian to deep dive into some, you know, lesser known players, some HBCU talent, some small school talents. You know, you got to show love everywhere. You never know where a player's going to come from. You got, you know, take it all the way back. OGs like Unk, Shannon Sharp coming from Savannah State to, you know, some stars popping up from Fair State. You know, you never know where you're going to come from. Shoot. Cooper Kupp was a Eastern Washington. I don't even know what they were. I couldn't even give you the mascot. But, you know, if you're going to talk draft, you got to talk, you know, everywhere. You never know where a star is going to come from. So.
Yes, sir, brother. You hit that right on the nose. And, you know, diamonds are everywhere, especially in the rough. So, you know, some of these prospects that we'll talk about had some not, you know, what would we call them, ideal paths to their rise, but that's what happens. You get battle tested and you rise to the top. Like you said, Cooper Kupp, Shea Sharp, Unk, you know, showed what he had to do, you know, at Savannah State to become a Hall of Famer. So picked a few guys that I like, a few HBCU guys and some other small school prospects that may have been talked about, but not amongst the masses too much. You know, they don't really like to touch on the smaller school guys. Everybody wants to talk about the UGAs and the Clemsons, and they leave out, you know, people like, you know, Jackson State. You know, Jackson State obviously still has some talent left over from when Coach Prime was there. So, you know, we're going to highlight a couple of players over there, and we're going to take it down to FAMU, Tallahassee. They got a nice little receiver down there, does his thing. And like you said, found some other diamonds in the rough. And, yeah, we're going to get into it. Any thoughts, brother?
Shout out Jared Bernhardt, current Falcon from Fair State. Shout out Foye Aluakon, former Falcon from Yale. Like, hey, a star is a star. Every day a star is born. I don't care where you come from. So,
yes, sir.
I'm gonna let you kick it off. We got anybody coming from good old Tuskegee out here, man. You know, I want to start it with your alma.
Not that Coach Ruffin wanted to tell me about. You know, I reached out to my man, you know, the AD over there, you know, to find out if he had any talent over there. I'm still waiting for that word, so we might have to do a special highlight over some talent out of old Skeegee. But he did tell me about this kid, Grant DuBose, that he actually recruited out of high school, said he was lightly recruited. And my boy's from the Gump, bro.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes, sir. 6'2", 201, playing out of Charlotte, running a 4.57, 35-inch vert. Signed to Miles at first and then transferred over to Charlotte. So saw old Steve Smith Sr. had some good words to say about him. Checked him out, and the kid's solid. He's solid, battle-tested. I hope he can keep his head on right because, you know, he could start as a fifth receiver and work his way up. You know, you don't come out of Charlotte jumping the depth chart up to number one right away. So, you know, he's probably going to have to see some special teams, as with a lot of the other prospects on the list. And, but yeah, kid is So, you know, you don't put up 15 touchdowns in college for nothing. And going back to high school, won 4 region championships in high school. So that's, that sounds like a four-peat to me. You only spent 4 years in high school. So you got some talent.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. I looked into him. You know, he had a pretty decent showing at the Senior Bowl. I love seeing the small school show outs pop up at the Senior Bowl. I mean, that's one of those ones. You know, we were talking about Riley Moss, that the corner from Iowa. And, you know, we were joking. It's like, if you're a white boy playing a cornerback, you got to be real. And, hey, Grant gave him some work at the Senior Bowl. I mean,
exactly.
Look, again, I don't care where you come from. You know, he got some moves on him. I mean, he's a little linear. I mean, that's what you expect sometimes. You 6'2", 200, you know, he didn't have a good shuttle. He had an okay 3 cone, but like you say, the numbers speak for themselves. The boy put up 4 catches, 114 yards, and 2 touchdowns in his first game against Duke. you show up in big games. The tape is gonna speak for itself. I mean, so that's basically what Jalen Hyatt was doing to Alabama. Boy had 5 catches, 5 touchdowns,
tearing up the Tide. So you know, touchdowns speak. You know, I don't like to usually put too much stock in it, but 15 touchdowns, hey, you're doing something. So
they knew the ball was going to him, and they still couldn't stop it.
Exactly. So next up on the list, we're going to stick with the receivers for a little bit. Xavier Smith out of FAMU. Like I said, we're going to take it down to FAMU. Led all HBCU receivers in catches per game, 7.9, put up 1,021 yards and 11 touchdowns. My boy has good body control. You turn on the tape, and you can see – you know, he's doing the sideline 2 feet lean catches. Got Blaze, got 4.38 Blaze, 5'10", 170, like I said, out of FAMU. 36-inch vert. He's explosive. So, hey, special teams, work your way up. And, shoot, he can find a nice slot role in the NFL. That's good slot size right there. And, you know, he looks like a Isaiah McKenzie to me. Put him there, let him do work. Like I said, he put up over 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns. So my man knows what he's doing. He was the man in the MEAC. Are they still the MEAC? FM? Sure. You know, they like to change it up.
I was gonna say it changes so often, I just roll with it. Yep.
Right.
MEAC, SWAC, one of them.
Right. The Rattlers.
No, and, I love it though. I mean, shoot. Couple folks talked about it. It's like, yeah, you smaller, but you got straight blaze. If you got, you know, you can figure out how to play in the league if you fast enough. I mean, shoot, Tyreek came from West Alabama.
Exactly.
And he's 5'10", 190. Shoot, Xavier Smith coming out the same way. No, I ain't comparing him to Tyreek, but it's like you play against fam. You know, he had a pretty decent showing against UNC as well.
Exactly.
So it's not like. Yeah, it's like when you're looking for the small school gyms, it's like, what'd you do against a bigger school?
Every time. Every time. How did you play up to the competition?
Yep.
And, yeah, like I said, he's explosive. He knows how to get open in the zone and find the holes. So I can see him making a little bit of noise in the league, you know, getting a shot, i.e. Tariq Cohen with his opportunity and showing what he could do.
Yep. Shoot. We were just talking about Marquise Bell last year.
Exactly.
Coming out of FAMU. Mm-hmm. Hey, shout out to FAM.
Yes, sir.
One time for FAM.
All right. And then, like I said, we're going to stick with these receivers. And got another one. Jadakiss Bonds out of Hampton. You talking about somebody that torched Tuskegee? Boy, you turn on that tape. Mm-mm. That 4.48 speed and that 6'3", 205 frame, he looked like Randy Moss. I bring it down. I'm not gonna say he is Randy Moss, but he does look like Sidney Rice. That's my comparable to him, watching him on film. Quick, got nice acceleration, got a good burst. that first arm tackle from them DBs, them grabbing DBs, he breaking it. You're not grabbing this man right away with some arm tackles. So shows a lot of strength in his catches and his yak. Possession receiver, like I said, he has good awareness in space. So his career over at Hampton, 180 catches, 2,731 yards, and 34 touchdowns. That's good money right there.
Put the ball in the paint.
You put him on my fantasy team, we winning.
Puts the ball in the paint. I think he had six straight games with a touchdown or something like that this past season. He's a problem.
Yeah.
When you pulled up the list, I was like, okay, let me just go do some digging. He was one of the ones. First off, you named your child Jadakiss. You named your child Jadakiss. He better be a dog.
A dog.
And I give you another comp. It's not it may not be as sexy, but shoot, Kevin White.
Yeah.
Kevin White coming out, the boy was a problem. He just couldn't stay healthy. But it's like you said, were you 6'2", 205, 210, I don't care, size-wise, 6'2", 6'3", running 4.4 speed.
Blades.
And he got quick feet. Like you said, it's not like he's like just straight line getting out, all right, I'm going to run one route, one cut route.
Right.
He's on your toes. As soon as the ball snap, he's on your toes. He's playing through contact.
Yeah.
And the hands are for real. Like, and he was doing it at the Shrine Bowl.
Oh,
just straight up, let's do it. Let's have some fun. You already know what I'm bringing. Touchdowns. That's all I got for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hampton Pirates.
I love it, man. Those are types. That's a mentality that, like, receivers like that, like, no knock on Xavier Smith, but it's like when you got 6'3", 200 pounds in practice all the time, that shit wears you out. I think it was what Paul Pierce was just talking about. He hated to guard Carmelo because he was like, he's going to give you 30 and it's going to hurt. And I think that's just what Arthur Smith won. I'm going to put up 21 to 24 points a game and your fingers are going to hurt, your ankles going to hurt, your toes going to hurt. Like, you're going to get sick of playing the Falcons for 60 minutes. And you sprinkle in a little 5'10", 180 with 4.3 speed. And it's like, bro,
now I got to run.
I'm going to get my ass kicked for the first half. Now I got to keep up. Yeah. So I like it. He said, hey, okay, brother.
Yeah, brother. Good work.
One Jadakiss. Shout out Hampton Pirates, my dog Marcus Davis, father of the year so far. I gotta shout my people out sometimes when I get a chance, man. Shoot, Westlake's finest.
Hey, out here.
So
all right then, brother. And we're gonna take it down to back up.
Wait.
Yeah, talk to me.
I got a couple receivers, man. I got a couple of them, man. I'm gonna circle back. I got a chance to shout out to Scott for putting us on last episode with the Andre Ilsevas.
Yes, 6'4",
200 out of Princeton. Another Ivy League shout out, elite athlete. He's a track star. He reminds me of Schwartz out of Auburn. I think he came out last year. He's just one of those ones where it's like you don't anticipate somebody that big to be running that fast.
Yep.
And it's just like, go for it. I take him late in the draft and give him the Jalen Hyatt role that what he had at Tennessee, them deep choice routes where it's like, all right, I'm going to throw you in the slot, get you a free release. What you running? What routes you running at Princeton? You running a go. You running a post. You running a curl. They ain't even gonna curl. Stop. Maybe a slant. Like, he probably running about four routes. Like, you just not running a lot of routes. And so it's like, I always laugh when it's like, oh, not a diverse route tree. 6'4", 4.4, 4.3 speed. Just run. Just get in the open space.
Care.
And make that safety pick a route. And when you got Drake London and Kyle Pitts, so many eyes in so many different places that it's like, just go get up on the toes of the safety and run the space, and I'm just going to throw that thing. So,
and you see him step out on the field, it's like, all right, we're not paying attention to him. He's big and looks like he might be fast on film, but we're looking at these two major weapons that we've seen produce in the NFL already.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden you have somebody take the top off with that 4-4 blaze.
Gone. You know who I give you a comp of him for, though?
Who's that?
Deep cut Falcons comp. Not stats-wise, but just looks of what you do in offense.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Cohn.
Not Kevin Cohn.
Hey, remember? He never really got going in the regular season, but the tease, the potential is like, bro, he's 6'2", 6'3", running 4.3. Just him, Stephen Hill, those Georgia Tech, you know, boys,
yeah.
Demaryius Thomas, like, they were linear, big-ass receivers that was like, bro, you're faster than I anticipated.
And Bebe didn't, you know, he wasn't on anybody's radar until he lit up all the testing.
Yeah. Like,
wait, a 4.3?
Exactly.
And then it was like, oh, from Georgia Tech, they're a running offense. It don't matter. Exactly. Size and speed.
Yep. So I put him in that. Christian Watson, if you want another small school deep cut, like, I think he's that type where it's like, if he hits, I think he's a 30 catch, 500 to 600 yard receiver. That ain't nothing sexy. But in this offense, if that's your wide receiver 4, wide receiver 3, he's the type that I would like to see. I don't know if he could play special teams or not. 6'4 might be a little big for special teams, but it's like getting somebody like
Gunner
Hodge off the getting Hodge off the roster, getting Zacchaeus off the roster, like trying to push players towards the bottom of that wide receiver depth chart. So I'm with it. And I'll give you another one. We're going to go on over to Eastern Carolina.
Uh-oh.
C.J. Johnson.
Uh-oh.
6'2", 222.
You said 6'2", what?
6'2", 222.
What's the blaze, brother? Because it got to be some blaze under that one.
He's more like a big slot. He's more like, you're not going to want to tackle this man too often. He plays.
That's why I'm asking if he plays behind that.
He probably like 4'4", 4'5".
That's tough.
But he's a yak daddy. He like Brandon Ayuk, where it's like, you mess around and have a little slot, a little nickel in there,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to want to play against that. And then Scotty Miller come in, and it's like, shit, I've been getting my ass kicked. Yeah, I've been getting my ass kicked for the past 20 minutes from him. And now this dude running wide open.
Right. Going crazy.
He got good hands. Good all around. If you're gonna make somebody's team, it's gonna be blocking, it's gonna be special teams, it's gonna be reliability and dependability. Yeah, I think that all these receivers check that box. Where it's like, what you bringing to the table? Like Xavier Smith reminds me of you remember Chris Rowland out of TSU that the Falcons took.
Yeah, you dug deep with that one, brother.
Yeah, he didn't make the roster because Avery Williams.
There you go.
But
yeah, competition.
Yeah,
he rolled to the top. Now that boy playing running back.
Yep. Shoot, he went.
What can you do for me? I can do everything, coach.
Put me on the field. I do it all. Running back, receiver, corner, returner. Like, hey, you see, he don't drop the ball on returns. He covers.
He doesn't fumble.
He'll get you a couple catches on he'll run the ball and get you a couple catches out of the backfield. That's what you're gonna have to do if you're gonna be a little guy making it.
You know, I'm not the biggest fan of him running that ball, but at the same time, I am really a fan of him as a player, as a complete package. He's a ball. He doesn't drop the ball, and that's all I ask. And he got good speed, so I don't necessarily complain when he has the ball in his hand. I complain when he's lining up in the backfield.
Yeah, so,
you know, but like we said, he's reliable. So my complaints only go so far because he produces. And when he steps on that field with the ball in his hand, we in good hands.
Can't even be mad. It's like, look.
Can't be mad.
If he was dropping the ball, he wouldn't be on the roster.
Right. We wouldn't know who he is.
Nope. So.
Sounds good. I like that. I like those, brother. I like those.
Hey, can we go to Jackson State?
You know we can. You know, Coach Prime dipped out to Colorado, but he left some good talent back there down in the SIP. And we're going to start it off with Isaiah Bolden, the man, the myth, the legend. Led the nation in kickoff return average in 21, had two of them. My boy is electric and explosive as a returner. 6'2", 205, it's reported 4.31 speed and a 38-inch vert. Now, we're going to go with those numbers. But the fact that those numbers are out there, brother.
I think he broke 4.3.
That's a problem. I don't care where you play football. And mind you, he started at Florida State. And Coach Prime handpicked him. So you know he is a problem.
Yep.
You took him from his alma mater and took him to the SWAT. What is SWAT? What'd he say? What Coach Prime say? Who is SWAT?
Who is SWAT?
Come on now.
Prime. So yeah,
my boy got numbers on the paper that should get him drafted. I haven't seen those numbers across the board anywhere. You put on the tape and watch him with the ball in his hand. I don't care who he's playing. 4.3, like you said, if he broke 4.3, put him on the field and get out the way. Just go block.
Hey, even if you just say, look, we taking Cordero off of kick return and putting baby Hester back there.
Mm-hmm. And tell me Coach Prime ain't finna show up to one of them games.
He'll pull up. Oh, y'all got my boy.
Y'all got my baby.
Yeah, shit. I love it, man. You give me 6'2". This is the same thing I said. We said this with Tariq Woolen. Everybody was like, oh, I don't know. You give me 6'2". You give me anything north of 6'1", 200 pounds, running a 4.3. Tariq Woolen ran a 4.26 and still fell. And everybody's like, oh, we're shocked. Why?
Why?
When you got somebody that big that runs that fast, you make excuses to add him to your roster.
Exactly.
You just say, look, what can't I do with this?
Exactly. Just put him on the field and put him. He built like Cromartie.
Yep.
So you got Antonio Cromartie. You could play him at receiver or corner and just teach him. Like, look, we got these Pro Bowlers over here in the secondary. We're just going to stick you out there and let them talk to you. And you just play ball. And you get some pick sixes out there. Boy, it's on. It's game time. You add him to this secondary with. We ain't even about to get into that just yet because we still got to highlight the dogs, but.
Yeah. That was one. When I saw 6'2", 205, 4.31, I was like, okay, let's talk about it. Who's the fastest? Hey, he's from Tampa. He is a Florida kid. That's ignorant speed. That's that speed that you see like Tyreek where it's like they start running and you're like, he's faster than everybody on the field fast. Like if you've never seen anybody from Florida run fast as hell, just turn on some Florida athlete tape. They are the fastest. I don't know what they're doing down there. Alligators ain't that fast, but they running from something in Florida, boy. I'm telling you. All of them. So yeah, like. If that's one, that's a cheeky one. Like I like Terry, you know. Shout out Terry. He on track for GM of the year. I'm gonna go ahead and say it right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if he comes up with one of these low key
Diamonds,
Isaiah Bolden, and just rolls the dice on some, like, you know what? You put him back there where it's like, I got AJ Terrell, Casey Hayward, Jeff Okuda, welcome, Mike Hughes, D. Alford, and say, look, they already got snaps in the league. I got two all pros. I got two former first round picks. You go talk to them. Go learn how to play corner in the league. Or you say, I ain't even going to put you on defense. I ain't going to put you on the field. You're not going to be no starting 11. You're going to be back here with Cordero. And you learn from the best return man that ever played a game. And just you hang out with him.
Yep.
And it's like, those are the moves that you make where you like, all right, I'm gonna roll the dice. It's seventh round. Just who's the fastest, biggest, most ignorant athlete left on the board? And let's just see what happens. That's how you get Isaiah Pacheco.
Oh, he's from Florida. Oh, he played Tampa twice.
He gonna want it.
You know he gonna want it. And when he playing with the Falcons, just that connection alone. And you know we're gonna put butts in the seats. This HBCU community in Atlanta, they're gonna come see that boy. All these Jackson State alums.
Pull up.
You know it with the big J hats. This is a Falcons game. It don't matter.
That's what you do, man. Look, shoot, Pacheco, you know, hell, he's at Rutgers, so it's not like he's at no small school, but he was 5'10, 215, running a 4.37. And everybody stopped. And it's like, you put that in space, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to be the result?
And then you let the Chiefs get them.
Sometimes it ain't that hard. Sometimes you just say, who the hell is just a speed outlier? And I think he's one of them. And I wouldn't be surprised if he makes some noise. Whoever picks him up is going to bubble up. Oh.
It's you know who he reminds me? He reminds me of Jacoby Jones.
He was at Miles, wasn't he?
Lane, brother.
Lane, that's what it was. I remember you said, boy, we got our asses kicked.
Hey, we won the game. We won the war, but we lost the battle on special teams. That boy was the truth. I ain't never seen nobody. Boy, that boy used to cut that. Ooh, he cut that kickoff return back across the field and just went left to right and took it to the crib, then came out on offense at receiver and caught that 40-yard bomb with tiptoe in the back of the end zone, diving for six. Easy. And that was when we were the truth. I don't think they had one win under their belt, but that boy was flying around that field. Yeah, and we couldn't touch him. We couldn't put a finger on him.
Jacoby Jones. Out of Lane, good old Lane. What was it? 6'3", 200, running a 4.3. Put the ball in his hands and get out the way. Sometimes it's just that easy.
It's that easy.
But yes, yeah, sometimes it's just that easy. And look, he had 30 catches for about 500 yards. That was what he'd do.
That's what he'd do.
But then you let him get back there and return, and that ball's either going out of the end zone or back to the other end zone.
Mm-hmm. Don't let them get loose.
Don't let no fool get loose. I'm with it, man. I think personally, I just think offensive players and speed translates from these small schools. But we're gonna get to the defense, man. Shout out to Darius Leonard, South Carolina State.
Okay.
Linebacker now.
Okay. Ain't no slouch. What's his name? He got a new name, don't he?
I forgot what. Let's see.
Yeah. Your mama call you Darius. We're going to call you Darius.
Shaquille. Shaq.
Shaq Leonard. Hey. All right. So, brother, we're going to stay in Jackson State. We're going to stay in the SIP. Hailing from Memphis.
Hey.
Coach Prime put the D on his chest for dog. That boy Aubrey Miller Jr., LB, 6'2", 229. He was the man. Now, this is when you don't get caught up in numbers. It was hard to find this 40. They got him at 4.85. But, you know, you can coach up speed a little bit. And his game film shows that he doesn't really need to be flying left and right, sideline to sideline. I say his best fit would be in a 3-4 as a Mac or a Mike, where he's limited. He stays in his range like Navarro Bowman, Patrick Cleese, Patrick Willis, and you use that explosiveness in that range. You keep him there, you shorten his drops, and you shorten his range that he goes lateral, and you let him do work. He's proven leader. He can make hits. Arms a little short, but that's because he brings his feet under him and hits with his shoulders. And he hits you with his face too, brother. You know how I feel about that. So my boy sees his target, and he explodes through contact. Sometimes his feet go dead, but that's not usually a problem with him. Transferred from Missouri. He got some good genes behind him. He got some good dog behind him.
I'm gonna send you on real quick. I just want to get your facial reaction. I want to hear it. Let the people hear this hit real quick.
Can I even do that?
I just want to hear your reaction. I was watching him. Only reason why I remember him is because he was at the Senior Bowl. he actually got a little spot on NFL Network. They got a in-person interview with him. But first play of the game at the Senior Bowl, running back gets loosed out along the right edge. He tries to cut back. There it is. Running back tries to cut back.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. That's why you draft him. You cut this back in here, fool. I'm coming. And he ain't slacking behind the play. He pursuing. You can talk about that 4.85 if you want. He'll get there. And when he gets there, you gonna feel him. The whole
I will be there.
Yes, sir.
Yep. That's what I said. Go ahead and watch this one as I talk.
I ain't never seen that one.
Yep.
Yeah, my boy played good football.
And look, that's the first play of the game in the Senior Bowl. That's the first play. He was itching to hit.
Boy, he hit that boy like Ray Ray.
Yeah, he was looking to hit. Textbook, yeah. You came back inside again. You're not going to want to get hit by him for 60 minutes.
Mm-mm.
Even if it's just special teams. Yeah.
Yes,
you rushed that hit about five times.
I'm still watching. 6'2", 230. Hey, come on. Come on. You come on over here. We haven't seen you. Yep. Coach Prime put his hands on you too and said, you got the blessing. That's all I need.
He got good.
Anybody's endorsement, I'm taking Coach Prime, because Coach Prime played with Ray Ray. And he done seen a bunch of football. Out of anybody that knows football, that's whose endorsement I'm taking. I don't care. I don't care if it's a shaky endorsement. I'm going with it every time.
Hey, look. I'm going to tell you right now, one of the best people who can spot a good linebacker is a DB, because y'all help our asses out, because we scared to hit. Y'all make the hits for us. I'm going to talk the shit. And look, you got your ass hit by Big Bro now. That's what you get.
Big Bro was inside waiting for you.
You shook me in the open field, but look what you ran into.
You ain't gonna do that again.
Yeah.
Looking like Brandon Cooks, you're gonna be out for the whole game.
Right. And that's the type of linebacker, like, shoot, you saw Nate Landman.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom of the roster, Nate was hitting. And it's like, you let somebody like that get on the roster, at least special teams, at least practice squad, he's going to shake up your linebacker room.
Exactly. Exactly.
But he may not be a star. I don't know. You don't know who's going to be a star, but it's like bottom of the roster that you always turn and you looking for somebody who's going to stand out. It's like he was bullying Tajay Spears at the Senior Bowl in those in the pass blocking reps. And it's like, see? Tajay, you from Tulane. Everybody's hyping you up. I'm going to run your ass over. Oh, I'm going right to run over. You know it's coming, and I'm going to do it.
Yep.
Over and over and over.
And here too, man, you know he wild. He wide open.
Yep. He from Memphis, man. Whitehaven's finest.
See? He exactly. From
Haven, bro. Man.
Memphis 10.
Memphis 10. Memphis. Hey, I welcome a whole team. I know Terry is put the peaches next to the players from Georgia. But Terry, if you're listening, just put a honey gold hot wing next to the Memphis 10 kids, bro. I'm telling you. Put a little honey gold next to him. Maybe a hollow point. I don't know what you're gonna put next to Memphis, bro.
A 10.
Put a dime next to the Memphis kids, bro. I'm telling you. Shoot, Memphis. Oh, they not
number dogs.
They not from Tennessee, bro. They from Memphis. I don't know what you just put some M's.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, no, I liked it. That hit, man. That was it. I didn't know that was him until I saw the name and I looked it up and I said, "Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I remember."
Mm-hmm. You don't let the dog get loose.
That's why I like these All-Star games, man. Shout out to the Senior Bowl, the Shrine Bowl, the HBCU Bowl, all of them, man. It's like, shoot, put them. Who want to compete?
Exactly.
Who wants to compete? Who wants to make it to the league? So,
yep. I remember when I played in HBCU Bowl, it was so interesting to see how the level of competition wasn't what I thought it was coming from a D2 school at Tuskegee until I got on that field and I was rocking and rolling with the best of the best of the cream of the crop and all the HBCUs. And I was like, okay, I belong. I don't feel like I'm out of place. And Aubrey Miller doing that in the Senior Bowl, that huge boost for his confidence.
Yep.
And trust me, you get him in a camp, if he doesn't get drafted and let him do that a couple of times, that linebacker coach is going to put that boy on the field and he going to start him just to make an impact, because he's going to keep working. I feel like in my spirit with Aubrey Miller Jr., he will put in that work to get himself on the field and be in somebody's defense, i.e. like old boy up in Detroit. Like, they drafted him, but I feel like he will work to get on the field. So yeah, I like my man.
Yeah. Hey, locker room guys, bro.
Mm-hmm. So all right, so you got any more LBs? You know, that was my only LB. That was one of my favorites.
I ain't looked at the LBs too much, man. It's just like, I just feel so weird. But I remember him blowing folks up.
Yeah.
Hitters.
Yep.
Go find. All right,
let's go next on this list. Benny Sapp III. I love watching this boy's tape. Talking about hitters. Boom, will come down and lay it. And he built solid. 5'11", 205, running at 4.54. He's a DB. I say he's a safety, but he's a DB. You could DB. Put him, he could be a wheel linebacker like they had, that like they were putting, who was that they had, the Falcons had in the box that was blowing up folks?
When?
When it was a couple of years ago. When he was a safety, Kamal Ishmael. He reminds me of Kamal Ishmael.
Deep cut, man.
Yeah.
UCF Knight.
Yes, sir. That's who Benny Sapp reminds me. Benny Sapp III. He's his daddy's son. Started out at Minnesota when Benny Sapp was with the Vikings and transferred to his father's alma mater at UNI. Put up good numbers. 146 tackles in his career. 9 picks. That's good work.
Hands on ball.
Hands on ball. He will make you pay. And you know he his daddy's son. So he got that good tutelage.
Daddy's son. Why do you sound like an old man?
Oh, man. My boy said he's an Ed Reed fan. So you know how I feel about that.
Hey. Nine picks, 30 games. He telling you, you put the ball up, it's mine too.
Exactly. Hometown Fort Lauderdale. Pops played with Asante Samuel in high school. You know the dog is there. So I like what my man had. He was the number two overall prospect in Minnesota. I don't know how much football they playing up there, but that means something. You ain't number two overall for nothing. So I'm interested to see how they take to him. They got him pretty high for the small school diamonds up there. So you know, it'll be interesting to see how he follows in his father's footsteps, i.e. Asante Samuel Jr.
Yep. I mean, shoot, he's the type where it's like, again, bottom of the roster practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
Get Cornell Armstrong off the field, off the roster. You want to make the Falcons? That's who you got to beat.
That's your competition.
That's it. And it's like, again, special team. But if for him, it's like at that size, they could put him down in the box. They could put him in nickel. Like, I want to see if you could play outside. I want to see if you can play inside. I want to see if you can play safety. You talk about you getting your hands on the ball. I'm going to put you in a bunch of different spots and see where it translates.
Yep. Exactly.
And it's like, you already know his daddy talking to him. Also, like, this is how you're going to make it.
That's it.
This is the only way you make it in that league. Is doing X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Because the numbers, you know,
my boy's built.
So, it's not like he run a 4.3. Like, you 5'10", 200, running a mid 4.5, which is fine. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be a little box safety, you know, you got 35-inch vert, which is fine. You know, you got sub-7 second three cone, which is like, all right, you shifty.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you hitting, like you said, Ishmael kept himself employed because he hit.
Because he hitting. And wrapping up.
Because he hits. The man played.
He stayed longer than what? What was he, a seven-round pick?
Seven-round pick. Played 7 years in the league.
Yeah. And I remember when we saw him coming out, we were like, we like this dude.
Hitter.
Yep. So, yeah, I see him playing that kind of a role.
A deep cut. His daddy trained with Dre Flo.
Who? Dre Flo. Yes, sir. Old Skeegee legend.
Dude, I saw that one pop up. I was wondering if you were going to throw that one out there.
No, I'm glad I let you take that oop off the backboard. Yes, Drake sir.
Lowe. Hey, Tuskegee legend went on to play. How many years he played in the league? Like 10 of them?
Yeah, you know, he was wily.
Shoot.
Had quarterbacks flinching in their shoes over there in Buffalo.
Man, he was in wasn't he with the Chargers with Cromartie?
Yeah.
Yep.
In general.
Yep. Man, Dre Flo been around the block, man.
Good work. Shoot, them boys were legends. Him and Frank Walker. Yeah, legit NFL talent out there.
Y'all on that rough ass field in Tuskegee, boy. That's the thing, man. The ones that make it, they make it because they deserve it. They earn it. Like, they got it out the mud. They are not at pristine facilities. I saw that Instagram you sent me of them in the weight room. I was like, boy, y'all lifting rough. Wow, y'all are repping 315. Why? You got to go practice. Why not? My dog is repping 315 to failure, and then you want me to go out here and hit?
Yep, and go hit.
Hey, but the Power ring is
big weight.
The ring speak.
It's facts. All right, brother. Let's go on to Justin Ford. He wraps up this good old list that we put together. Led the NCAA in picks with 9 in 2021, 3 defensive touchdowns. My boy is a playmaker. Very springy. I couldn't find his vert, but he's running a 4.55, 6 feet, 190. And this JUCO transfer from Louisville. play good football, good cover skills. He got good man skills, good zone skills. He's very aware, and he has that springy ability like Grimes used to, jumping out the gym like a little frog. It's like he doesn't look like he's 6 feet on film until he stretches out. And then you like, okay, that was a good play. Okay, that's a good play. And then you find yourself saying, oh, he's making plays. And there's a reason why he led the NCAA with picks, with nine, and took it to the crib. That 4.45 speed ain't a problem. So, yeah, coming out of Montana. Is that Croy?
Shout out to Croy, man. Go ahead and retire that 71.
Yes, sir. Put in work. That's another one.
Who was the safety they drafted? TD got drunk. Croy was a hit. TD said, I'm going back to Montana for all of them.
He said he got drunk.
He got drunk, man. Small school drunk. That's the thing. You can't build a roster on small schools.
No, you can't do that, but you can fill the hole.
Find some talent. Pick and choose. My dog TD was in Montana, San Diego State. I'm not saying San Jose State.
San Jose State. Chris Owens.
Right now, Croy, Chris Owens. Golly.
Shout out to TD.
Shout out my dog TD, man, forever. He laid the groundwork. We wouldn't be here without TD, but we are here because of TD. So.
We don't get Terry without TD.
Hey, facts, bro. We're
going to start calling him Chef Terry.
Chef A. King Terry. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Man, stun on these hoes. I just, that's a good segue. I appreciate the work on the small school talents, brother. Shout out to all the players with small school dreams. You know, somebody gonna make it.
Yeah, man, get your degree.
I hope it's one of y'all that we named. I hope, get your degree. But hey, the bag is out.
Take it from the old heads, huh?
Hey, the bag is out there. Damn, that's the wildest part. We older than all of these people we be talking about. Oh, that still stresses me out. Shoot, I'm still a little wily. I'm about to go ahead and play a little soccer, bro. It's a sunny day out here in Seattle.
Yeah, man, you know.
Y'all act like these don't exist out here, but.
Yeah, no, I just watch. I'll be out there like Cam trying to beg for a spot.
Man, hey, all right. What's your thoughts on future number one, Jeffrey Okuda?
We have a problem.
Carry first, on.
We have a problem because we got too much talent now.
Carry on.
It's a good problem. But now, do we sign Okuda to a long-term extension and AJ to a long-term extension? And then do we draft?
Okuda is here for 2023. They're gonna decline his fifth year option. They gotta make the decision by May 1st. I think that's an easy no. Because best case scenario, he hits, and you're like, all right, cool. This is your only one good season. You see Terry with McGarry. He ain't gonna just fork over no bag for no reason. So it's like, okay, if he does hit in Atlanta. Cool. Do you want to do a one-year deal to see if you hit again? Or we can extend you, but we're going to extend you based on 4 years of
your full body of work.
So I think it's a perfect situation where it's like you found somebody where it's like Okuda was a top three pick for a reason. He shut down Justin Jefferson. So it's not like, you know, he was ass. For 17 games,
right?
He was starting to bubble, starting to percolate a little bit. And it's like, bro, you got AJ. If they keep Casey, there is no pressure
on Okuda to do nothing but have fun. Just go out there, have fun. And like you said, you mess around and add Gonzalez or Witherspoon, and it's like, you already know Casey gone after this year. So it's like,
right.
Do you want to be part of one of the best secondaries in the league because you see what's coming?
Exactly.
Like if they go either – if they go corner eight, you already got AJ. You got another top 10 pick at corner with whoever they take. It's like Okuda.
Hey, bro. Like we know you good on paper. 6'2", 200, 205 with
blades. Yep. But it's like just run heavy man. I think they're gonna run.
That is where we're gonna be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. They're gonna run heavy man. Cause it's like, you know, we talked about it. Grady, Onyemata, Calais, third down. You run third and 10, and you put them three, and you put Ebiketie and Caden Ellis. And it's like, all right, I got five people coming.
And I'd run zero. Cover mm-hmm. zero.
No, I just park Jesse back there in the middle.
Cover one?
I run cover one.
I'm saying cover zero is open.
No, I would let Jesse stay back there because it's like, okay. Not Jesse playing top down. And it's like, cool. I'm breaking on everything because I know somebody going to get loose on that D-line, and you're going to have to get the ball out. And either it's going to be a tip, and Jesse's picking it, or we short of the sticks. Plays on.
I'm ignorant. I might take Jesse off the field and just run him and sub in a linebacker and just be ignorant or another D lineman and go.
I'm glad you said it. The people, mm-hmm. so the people, y'all think I'm crazy. They think I'm crazy on my timeline, bro, because you don't tweet enough.
Yeah, I can't deal with it. My nerves, I be having to focus on work, brother.
No, bless you, I'm ignorant. But yeah, like, I'm excited about Okuda. I ain't never been excited about no Ohio State player. Shout out Damski. Shout out Gianna Thomas. You know, we go way back. Like, four flats on a Cadillac, man. She's an Ohio State grad. I ain't here for no Ohio State players, but, you know, Okuda's on the roster. Is this the only Ohio State player we got on the roster? I think so. I
don't know. We need to keep it like that.
Off the cuff, yeah. Don't get too heavy-handed, Terry. Don't get like TD.
Things like Ohio State players.
Yeah, no, don't get like that. But I think it's a great fit. I mean, you let him man up, you let AJ man up. Shoot, Casey, if he's healthy, Mike Hughes in the slot. He likes to hit D Alford. Now you got some work to compete against. I think that DB room is exciting. So. Hats off to Terry. You done turned Dean Marlowe and Calvin Ridley into Jonnu Smith and Jeff Okuda and potentially a 2024 second round pick. That's work.
My boy was in New Orleans learning how to finesse.
Hey, they cook more than gumbo. They cook more than gumbo in New Orleans. Tell them, Terry.
Yes, sir. That boy doing A. Big T doing good work. Good work. Good work. I really hope it pans out so we can put some results behind this good talking that we've been doing over the past few months.
10 wins. Smash the over. This podcast is not sponsored by any betting platforms. Man. But if you are a betting person, which I am not,
I am.
Smash the over. On the win total. We told y'all last year to take the over. They had our asses at four wins, and they looked stupid because we got another seven. Could have been 10. They got us at seven. Y'all smashed the over. I'm telling you right now, Falcons win the NFC South. They win 10 games. Nolan Smith has 10 sacks as an Atlanta Falcon. Yeah.
You be trying to set me off. You know the people want Bijan. Don't do that. You know these folks want to see that Bijan work. And you know, I wouldn't be against going back to what you said two episodes ago about drafting an offensive lineman.
Paris Johnson at 8, right?
I would not be against it at all.
I'm so excited, man. Whoever we take at eight, I'm so excited. Even if they mess around, take Anthony Richardson, bro. I don't even care. Like, the team's so set. Like, the roster's so set. Like, I remember looking at it a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I honestly don't know what you do at eight because we good. And then they went and added Calais and Okuda, and it's like.
Boy said, watch these.
Hey, we 2 weeks out, so we're gonna do a, I don't know what we're gonna do for the next episode, man, but we need to have like a live round one watch party. We're gonna make it happen, man. King's Landing gonna be somewhere with it, man. So
I'm gonna be on the field, brother. I don't know how we're gonna do that. I'm gonna be at the bins.
I'm sorry, man. Well, I'm gonna hold it down virtually and then you be there. You be there with the people, man. You know, they hated the Lindstrom pick.
They did. Nobody. It was quiet in that stadium when we picked Lindstrom.
It was like, the Atlanta Falcons select Chris Lindstrom.
All right, it's time to go home, y'all.
I'm out. Then they traded back up. Oh, shit, we traded up. Caleb McGarry.
Another lineman.
Girl, we hate Falcons fans hate meat and potatoes. Boy, I want some excitement. Let me bitch about an ass O-line during the season, but don't draft them. Go get the receivers. Go get the running back. Boy, go get the DBs or something. I want highlights.
Oh, my goodness.
And they don't even be pancaking like that no more, so you can't even throw on the O-line highlights.
Nobody getting cakes.
No cakes, man, but I'm excited, man. These Falcons,
you know. You know who's risen up the boards recently who is interesting as well? Miles Murphy. He's getting me nervous. I watched his tape. He's very long. 6'5", 275.
Mm-hmm.
And if we send in these blitzes, you need containment. And he does a great job with containment. At defensive end, he's you can slide him in. You can switch him. You can put him on left or right. I think they'll keep him on one side, though, and let him work that left tackle. Who do we have over there? And he's a solid run stopper, too. So you pair him with Calais, you got those edges set as far as stopping the run. And he's from Marietta. So you know how this organization feels about hometown and Clemson. So that's been popping up recently. And then the boy from Texas Tech, of course. But you know
Tyree. I know. I'm trying to. I waffle back and forth on Miles Murphy just because.
He's long. Was he a five-star prospect coming out?
I'm not sure, but I just every time I watch him, the only thing I think about is Cleveland Farrell.
Yes, that's exactly what I think of too.
So I just get so scared. I'm like, I mean, almost
going back to that fat draft. That's what it feels like to me right now.
Yep. I mean, almost to a T. Cleveland Farrell was 6'5", 265. He ran a 4.546. He ran a 7.263 cone, 4.4 shuttle. Miles Murphy, 6'5", 265, 270. Ran a 4.5, 7.22 short shuttle. I mean, 7.223 cone, 4.3 short shuttle. Like, he's the same player.
Undeniable. And he's been working out with Walker from the Jaguars, UGA.
Yeah, I just it scares me. Bro.
Like, matches how I feel every time I see his name pop up, and it's like he fits that Davenport space.
I get it. Like it makes sense. I mean, he scares the hell out of me, but he also reminds me like. But I like Christian Wilkins when he was coming out. You ain't like Christian Wilkins.
I didn't like the personality of Christian Wilkins.
Yeah.
I like the dog of Christian Wilkins. Christian Wilkins stuck his finger in the dude's butt, bro. I can't get with that.
crazy, man.
And he did a split after winning the national championship and twerk. Like, bro, what you doing? Like,
and you a D tackle.
You the one that Coach Prime was talking about, supposed to be the hungry one trying to feed Mon Dukes. And you out here twerking on the floor, twerking like it's City Girl Summer. That was it. But Christian Wilkins, the player, is a monster and a fool. And I love that about him.
Miles Murphy's not. That's my thing. It's like he just feels too measured. He feels too smart. He feels too smart. And like not in like a – it's a not. It's like, okay, I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, this is it. Boom, I got to do this. Oh, shit, I'm late. And it's like you need to – sometimes you just need to just blow shit up. Like that's why I like Tyree, because it's like – you don't need nobody measured on the D-line. You got four good ones in Ebiketie, Grady, Onyemata, Calais. That's not even including Taquan Graham. That's not including Eddie Goldman. So it's like, just go blow the left tackle up. Go blow the right tackle up. Go blow the tight end up. And he's like, okay, when I get here, I got to hit this move and then try and turn. And it's like, oh, bro, just.
And that's another reason why I like Lucas.
Yeah. Like that's the thing. If I don't get Jalen Carter or Tyree
or Dutchtown,
I'd be fine with them going Lucas Van Ness. I'd be fine with it.
Is there a chance that we get my boy from the Tide, Will Anderson? Well,
hell no. If that boy falls to eight, unless they trade up, time. Yeah. If he somehow falls,
do you see a scenario where we trade up to three?
I thought about it, but no. Nah. I put it at less than 5% chance.
Would you trade up to three for Will Anderson, though?
No, because the cost. Because a quarterback going to be on the board. Whoever trading up to three, you got quarterback desperate teams wanting to go up to three. And you going up for Will Anderson, that ain't happening. I think you got quarterbacks going top four. Unless the Colts trade up to three and you hit the Cardinals, like, I'll come up to four. Because then at that point, I don't think anybody's trading up to four for Will Levis. Because I think you got Cardinals at four in that scenario, Seahawks at five. I don't think they take Levis.
So how about this? I got another scenario. We trade number eight this year and pick number 32 next year. To move up to three.
You're a fool. I'm not giving up my first next year. No.
Come on, man.
Wrap this shit up. We're going to talk about the draft next week. going into the final week.
You know, I'm itching. Out of there, got a cooter. It's over with now. We can't focus at work or nothing.
It's like but, Christmas, man. We didn't even have any man, Desmond like Ritter. Christmas. We haven't even had any Desmond Ritter arguments on the timeline.
Nope.
It's just... The draft is here, man. It's playoff time. Shout out to them Hawks.
Them Hawks, baby.
Man.
Oh. Hey, Charles Barkley, old Shaq, a Billy.
Oh, Big Bees, man. Hawks, man. I can't even lie. I was nervous. I said, these Hawks can't beat the Heat. Shout out Quinn Snyder, man. Coaching.
I didn't watch 1 second of it. I said, if they win, then I watch the series. If they lose, I didn't waste my time.
You missed a good one, brother. Onyeka Okongwu is a baller. Jalen Johnson is a baller. It's a deep baller, bro.
We got depth now.
Hawks might take these Celtics to seven. These ain't Nate's Hawks.
Ain't no might.
Hey, Jason Tatum's a stone cold killer. He might put these boys out in five by himself.
So is young Trafus.
Trey got to be that.
He got
to Trey. If Trey goes 2021, Trey, they taking him seven. If Trey goes last year, they out in five.
Who their point guard?
Who the what you call it?
Celtics.
Jason Tatum. Who's their shooting guard? Jason Tatum. Who's their small forward? Jason Tatum.
That's what I'm saying. So,
I don't know. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. Like, I'm happy for these Hawks, man. The Braves going up, man. It's time for the Falcons.
Come on, Birds.
Postseason life, man.
Yes, sir. All right, brother. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. This has been King's Landing, another wonderful episode. Don't forget to follow my brother, Jared King, at ________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________ 7 on Twitter, Instagram, and whatever else you can find.